Let's begin. All right, so we left off on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, towards the bottom of the page. Atzvos, sadness. Kasher in neshama. So he says, Nitan dugma pshut. Let's give a simple example. So remember, Rabosai, we were speaking, the last section, he was speaking about the idea that in order for the neshama to be able to overcome or to combat and to be able to overcome the guf, the neshama must be awake. Must be awake. And the greatest problem we have in life is not that we don't have a strong neshama, but more often than not, our neshama is sleeping when it comes to the battle of existence. So the question, of course, becomes then, how do we awaken the neshama? So he says, Nitan dugma pshuta. Let's give a simple example. So he says, Milo makir es hamusag atzvut. All of us can relate to sadness. Literally, musaga atzvut, the concept of sadness. Lo me'as svarim. This is not because we write about sadness in books. El me'achayim ha'pratim shakol echad. Because the truth is, we all experience periods of sadness in life. Ma osa adam kishu atzuv. What does a person do when one is in a state of sadness and one is trying to remedy that state? Yesh mi shaholech l'misada. Some people go out to eat. Acher mechapis l'mashu lo shagarti. Shira anein oso k'tas. Someone else looks for something to do out of the ordinary that will refresh him a little bit. Who holich l'chol minei mekomos. Shiafigu es hashmama ha'atzmis. Hashara speaker, bro, I take a vacation. I go somewhere beautiful. I do something different in order to go ahead and somehow shake myself out of this sadness. Ma'asim elu novim ha'istaklos. So why is this? So what he's trying to point out over here is that very often, when a person is in a state of sadness, so the remedy to that sadness is some type of change. Some type of change. What can I do differently in my life? How can I shake these feelings? Why is that our approach to sadness? He says, because this comes from the perspective of the following. Ani atzuv. I come from the perspective, I'm sad. Sarich lihismodeit. I have to somehow change this situation. Lihishar atzuv lo na'im. To remain sad is not pleasant. Ich mafigim atzvos. So how do I go ahead and shake this sadness? Menasim lotzeis mimena. I try to leave it. That's my goal. I'm gonna try to extricate myself from this state. He says, what's interesting is, ha'im ha'adam isponein meheichan ba'a ha'atzvos. Does a person ever take the time to contemplate, why am I sad? Also, this is very interesting, Yisori. He's saying sometimes when we are in a state of emotional distress, what we're focused on more often is getting out of that state. We don't necessarily take the time to analyze why we are in that state. So he says, lefamim kein, lefamim lo. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. We spend too much time doing it sometimes. Obviously, these kind of things are also different. People have different emotional makeups. Yes, so there are some people that get their kishkas in a knot because they're trying to figure out, why am I so sad? I think he's saying most people just try to figure out how to alleviate the sadness. How do I change this state? He says, sometimes we do contemplate it, sometimes we don't. The family who was born on its mouth, sometimes he thinks to himself, why am I sad? And he says, he immediately decides, Hayom hifsadeti kesef. You know, for example, today the market was terrible. I lost a lot of money. That's why I'm sad. Or, Pitru, page Kof Chaf Beis, Pitru osime ha'avoda. I got fired. Shamati besora lo mani nabi miyuchar. I heard some bad news. Lachin ani atzuf. So we'll say sometimes a person does take the time to analyze why I feel sad. And sometimes he's even able to identify certain events that would trigger sadness. Hutola esa atzvus bisrach shius kol shehin ulech ora hutzodeh. So the truth is, very often what we do is we attribute the sadness to some type of event. Some type of event that occurred. And the truth is, this is not an untrue statement or not an untrue thought. Echad, va'od echad. Because sometimes what does a person say? You know what, for most of it, very often, when a person contemplates about their lives, that we have a lot of stuff going on. So very often it's not just one thing that happened. It could be a whole series of events that occurred, one piled on top of the other, that ultimately bring me to a state of sadness. You know what the truth is? It must be the loss of my job that made me sad, because before I lost my job, I actually was happy. It's only when I opened up the envelope and I saw that it's a pink slip, that's when I became sad. Therefore, I the conclusion I reach is, as mitnei mahu atzuf, therefore I say to myself, why am I sad? Bichlal nichtav hapiturin. It must be because I got fired. So we'll say again, which is not an illogical thing at all. So he says, zema bat chalaki ma'od. So he says, the problem with this is, it's chalaki. Chalaki means almost like very one-dimensional. Very one-dimensional. You're only seeing things right in front of you. And this is a great example. This is really good. Let me give you a mashal. Adam nosea bikvish soin. A person's traveling on a busy road. Ulefeta hu nitka bepikak tenua. And what happens? I'm stuck in traffic. So we'll say, what happens when people are stuck in traffic? Hu tsofer ba'atzvano shuvushuv. I'm honking on the horn over and over and... This is right. Over and over again. Lo mevin madua hanagim shalafanav lo nosim. And as I'm slamming on the horn, I'm saying to myself, what? Or I'm screaming at the guy in front of me, why aren't you moving? What happens? Yoshev echad b'mechonit shalafanav u'misamein lo ba'adinot. So this one, I'm not sure he's actually using an Israeli example. He says, the guy in front of me, right, comes out of his car and begins to speak to me softly. So the guy in front of me, who's obviously the recipient of my honking, see, he comes out and he says the following. He says, Atachoshev, shekol ha-mechonios lefanecha kulam shotim. Do you think that everybody in front of you is stupid? Do you think all the drivers in front of you are stupid? Hichlitu pit'om la'amot. Everybody just decided to stop where they are. Is that what you think is happening over here? You're slamming on the horn and you think, oh, everybody fell asleep at the wheel and you're going to wake them up and get them to move? Kinira, Shiyeshna siba hegyonis, shamakom bahanach nimsa loromosa. So the driver in front of me says, listen, there's probably a very good reason why we are all stopped here. The difference is what? We can't see what it is right now. We don't know what it is. We can't see it. Im meos mechonios ondos. Chances are, though, if there are 100 cars standing still on the street, kinira shiyeshna ezo shichasima behem shechaderech. There is some type of blockage further on in the road. He in a nirash mikan. You can't see it here. Ava ata tira osa la'at la'at kisha pekak ma'at ispoge. But you'll see it. Give it some time. The traffic will dissipate. And ultimately, we'll get, and we'll see what's going on. He says, ha'adam ragil histakil al chayov mitoch mabat shuloro eklum me'avar the millimeter ha'karov elav. The way most of us live is we don't see anything that's even beyond a millimeter in front of our eyes. We see what's in front of us right now. Hukiba michtav piturin, a person got fired from his job. Bevadai shu atzov biglal michtav. So I say to myself, of course, I'm sad because I got fired. Kishayinasa lahamik ma'at yavin kinachon. When I look into this a little bit deeper, I will find that's true. Nirolosha siba shu atzov hi biglal michtav. See, here's this very interesting. He says, you know, very often when something happens, we become sad. So let's assume that we're introspective people, and we try to figure out why I'm in such a sad mood. We identify the reason, but what ends up happening is we don't really get to the core. From where does this emotion of sadness come from? What we look at the catalyst, we look at the trigger. What brought about the feeling of sadness? But the emotion of sadness as a whole, where does that emanate from within? Where does that come from? What part of my personality does that represent? I'm sorry? Oh, so we'll see. Mostly, it's such an interesting idea. He says again, even if you're introspective enough to try to look for the cause, people often just look for the cause or the trigger. They don't necessarily try to understand what part of sadness is me. What does sadness relate to me? Where does sadness come from? Not what is the trigger, but what part of my persona does sadness emanate from? He says, There are many things that may have made me upset until this day. There are many other sad people besides me as well. So the fundamental question that a person has to ask themselves when they find themselves in a state of sadness is A, yes, identify the trigger, which is good, but also, what does it mean? What is it that's sad? Is it my guf that's sad? Is it my neshama that's sad? Or is it both? Because the answer to this question will help us identify exactly what the root and what the source of this atzvos, of this profound sadness actually is. All right, we're gonna stop over here. I'm sorry? That's fine, but where does that come from? So no, now he's not talking about like a clinical state of depression. He's saying sadness, people. Correct. I lose my job. I'm sad about that. I'm disappointed. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm profoundly sad. What does that mean? So it's an emotion. That's fine. But where does it come from? Is it a reaction of the guf? Is it a reaction of the neshama? And ultimately, what's the deeper message when I become sad about something? Is it simply I'm not happy the way things worked out? Or is there something deeper?
So is he going to say you shouldn't be sad ever?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
No, as they're gonna say. No, remember, you can't tell someone. The interesting part is you can't tell someone not to be sad because it's hard in general to regulate emotion. What we will see happens is the whole. Remember, the whole point of this sefer is.